go. It's a Friday, the last Friday of the month of March, and the last Friday of World Sleep Month. Yes, you've heard it on Radio Life and Style. March has been World Sleep Month, and around the world, sleep experts have been highlighting just how important sleep is for your health, for your recovery, and really for your overall well-being. And, well, we're lucky here on Radio Life and Style to have a sleep expert on the microphone on a fairly regular basis. We've been able to connect with a man who has a unique insight into how to ensure you get a good night's sleep and all the benefits thereof. And who am I talking about? Well, my special guest about to jump in and join me on the microphone for a little catch-up on a fresh Friday morning. Prasanth Sivanarayan, CEO at Serta South Africa and Lilacs Bedding, and those two brands, I mean, obviously synonymous with a quality night's sleep. Prasanth, welcome back to Radio Life and Style on a Friday. We're still in the month of World Sleep Awareness. How are you doing?
Thanks, Mike. Always good to be here.
And you're looking like you had a really good night's sleep.
Yeah, of course, I sleep on a Serta.
you always walk in the morning looking fresh and fabulous. And we want to make sure that everyone has that start to their day. But here we are at the end of a month where the spotlight has been on sleep, its benefits, and trying to understand what the engineering is behind a good night's sleep and a restful night's sleep. We've had some conversations recently, which maybe our listeners have caught, or if you're only coming to the conversation late and you're just catching this for the first time, let's paint a picture, Prasanth. Looking at the kind of the products that are out there on the bedding market, there are, well, you see all these buzzwords, these names that, what do they even mean? I mean, the foam versus spring mattress. Which would you buy? Which would you recommend? Help me understand what the difference is.
Okay, Mike, that's a great question. We often get that that question, and I don't think I could. Every time I address that question, it's obviously people just understand it a little bit more, and it's basically logical. Foam is an ideal platform for you to rest on. In terms of, it enhances your feel. So traditionally what's happened is back in the day when mattresses were first made, we used fiber, we used wool, we used cotton.
Foam didn't exist.
And obviously there was a need for support, and that's why this first spring was invented, the traditional open coil spring system. And that's because whilst we needed something that seemed comfortable, we often required support. So when we're building a bed, we look at foam and spring as two mutually exclusive technologies, because foam, we believe, just enhances the feel,
yeah,
and spring gives you the support you require.
But nowadays you can see online there's places selling just a foam mattress, no springs involved, just a slab of foam. I mean, that surely can't be great for your spinal alignment after a full night's sleep, right?
Well, agreed. All our beds are built with three principles in mind: comfort, support, and hygiene. And we actually mean comfort is equal support and hygiene. Foam just gives you a feel. Mm. So yes, whilst you can't sleep on a spring, you do need the foam to make it suitable for you to sleep onto your bed. A foam gets fatigue over time. If you look at foam, as you push a piece of foam down, it recovers thereafter. But when you lie on a spring or you push a spring down, you get a resistance which pushes you back up. So it's known to align your spine, and things that foam can't ordinarily do, that's what springs do. So when you feel a mattress, when you go and lie on it, you say, oh, it's comfortable. But you actually think it's one in the same thing. But in actual fact, we actually build our mattresses around the spring system, the support system.
So you see, first principles, get the support right, and then you can add that layer of comfort on the top. So that's something to think about. Next time you see a deal, something advertising you, pure foam mattress, you think, actually, you know, that might feel comfortable for 20 minutes until I fall asleep, and then I wake up in the morning with a really stiff back because I've got no support there.
Well, as you say, I mean, foam is feel. Feel is how you go to bed at night.
Yeah.
support is how you determines how you get up and feeling in the morning. And if you can understand that concept, you'll understand the importance of both.
You see, so that's why you don't play games. You go with trusted brands. Serta and Lilax, these are names that have the engineering of a good night's sleep behind them. And, of course, the things to back it up. I'm talking about, you know, guarantees, warranties. What is the difference between a guarantee and a warranty?
Well, that's another very, very important question, because people get misled by understanding the difference between the two, and also understanding that they've got a bed that says 20-year warranty. It's like, wow. Our beds are made, as I said, on three principles: comfort, support, and hygiene. But more importantly, our beds are designed to last you more than 10 years. But we believe that you should change a bed, a single-sided bed, between 5 to 7 years, and a double-sided probably 7 to 10 years. And that's for hygiene purposes. Mm. So we genuinely believe that having long warranties and guarantees can actually mislead you as to how long to keep a bed. Our beds are designed to give you support till the very end. Having said that, a guarantee is generally, and guarantee and warranty is generally against raw materials and manufacturing defect.
Okay.
So generally people have like a 2-year guarantee and an 8-year warranty. Now what that actually means is, for the first 2 years, if something goes wrong and if they prove it to be manufacturing or quality defect, they can swap, they elect to swap it out or repair it at no charge. Mm. However, thereafter, they look at the normal retail value of the bed and they work it out pro rata. So let's say it's got a total of a 10-year warranty period, which includes 2-year guarantee. They will then divide it by 10 and multiply it by 3. But the difference comes in is people generally change their ranges once a year or every 2 years. So at that point in time, the product that you bought may not be available. So they look at something close to that, and they look at the current retail value of the product that you got.
Okay.
So it actually, in some way, I actually feel it keeps you in a loop of having to go back to the same brand all the time if you have a problem, because as you start paying for it now, it doesn't free you up from making the right informed decision that you make. So we'd like to be very transparent in everything we do. We're saying, I mean, I've seen some of my products that last over 20 years. I was at one of the hotel chains a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to mention name, but the bed that I was sleeping on was 14 years old.
Wow.
And I said,
oh, is it still like a quality product? It's still holding up?
Agreed. So I believe, you know, your beds can last you as long as you want, but we genuinely believe, as I said, for hygiene purposes, you need to change your bed within those periods of time.
See, you must be an interesting guest to have at hotels, because you're the guy who's like flipping up in the bed trying to see what's the label on the mattress and doing the math.
Yes.
But based on our last interview, you said that you get these three varieties: firm, medium, and plush. That's sort of the common bed sales shtick. You know, what do you want? Firm, medium, blah. But you said that those are really terms that describe feel, and they need to sort of be understood as that. Can you explain that further?
Yes. So I've got lots of queries about that, and that's how we've been designing our beds. So what we basically realized is the fact that, as I said, I think the retail industry unintentionally started promoting firm, medium, and plush, because it makes you believe that when you walk into a store, feeling a bed helps you make an informed decision about what you need to buy. However, the one thing that I realized is your body can adapt to any feel. So firm, medium, and plush is not an indication of comfort. We make it more important than it actually is. Firm, medium, plush is merely a feel. So comfort is actually equal to feel and support. But more importantly, your body can adapt to any feel. What you cannot adapt to is a lack of support. So if you look at our hospitality range, I mean, we've got we supply some of the largest five-star chains in hospitality, including some very, very upmarket boutique hotels. And people go there and they a couple would sleep and have the most amazing night, even though one person says, I like firm, the other one believes, I like plush. Those are subjective terms. I mean, they don't,
yeah.
It's actually all about the support. Now, so as I said earlier, firm, medium, and plush is how you go to bed at night. A support is how you get up feeling in the morning.
And I would say that is the ultimate test. Who are the big hospitality operators? What beds are they putting in? Because that's really what they're selling. They're selling you a good night's rest. If they don't get that right, then their whole product offering is a flop. So, you know, who are they trusting? And they're putting in Serta, Lilacs, and these are some of your biggest clients.
Well, even from an Airbnb perspective, we're getting lots of queries now where people realize that their business is based on hospitality. If people didn't have to sleep, you wouldn't be sleeping in hotels. You wouldn't be going to Airbnbs. So the whole thing is what people need to know is I mean, if a bed's comfortable, trust me, they're going to be coming back quite often. And we've already been having discussions with certain Airbnb owners and things like that who want to give this amazing experience to their clients, and it actually does impact their occupancy rate positively, having a good bed, obviously.
Well, I'm talking to a man who seriously knows how to engineer a good night's sleep as the CEO and executive director at Lilacs and Serta South Africa. Prasanth Sivanarayan is in the studio with me this morning. And the big question I want to ask you, Prasanth, which bed do you recommend? If I just had to ask you give me a recommendation. I don't want to go through lists and lists. I just want a good, solid option.
Well, look here, if price is no object, I would recommend our latest best of both technology. So what it does is traditionally it takes two of the most proven spring systems in the world and combines them. So I'll give you just my perception of this whole situation. You know, there was this ad on a bowling ball, with a bowling ball on a pocket spring mattress.
I remember the bowling ball mattress thing, yeah.
Yeah. So what that actually demonstrated, when people looked at that, they thought, well, wow, this is a fantastic spring unit. And don't get me wrong, it actually is. But what that ad actually demonstrated was limited partner movement. Mm-hmm. It didn't show you anything else. It showed that the ball bounced here, the pins didn't fall on the other side.
Yeah.
And whilst that's a fantastic ad, the message that it gave through was people thought, oh, this is like the best spring system out there because of that. But in the meantime, all it did was show you that you have limited partner movement, and knowing that springs gives you a lot more support than your traditional foam. I think it makes the perfect comfort layer, if you call it that, enhances your comfort. Sorry.
But maybe there's a bit of a trade-off there when it comes to the support. Yeah.
And that's where we've got that. We combined the Miracoil spring unit, because initially, I mean, in the early 2000s, the big comparison was which was better, Pocket Coil or Miracoil. But they both represented two different aspects. Pocket was more along enhancing your comfort. And whilst it gave you a degree of support, it didn't give you the support that the Miracoil gave you. But also Miracoil is not as comfortable as a pocket to lie on.
So you come up with this concept, literally best of both, the best of the two technologies combined.
Agreed. So we registered, we've got a patented design on this. And so even those beds that sell for R1 million do not have this technology in them. So we've got patents pending in the U.S., in patents approved in Europe and in Africa.
This is cutting edge sleep engineering, literally a brand new innovation in the world of sleep. And these changes like this don't come around every year. I mean, this is like, you know, every couple of decades maybe you see a big sort of evolution in technology, sleep technology. This is one of those moments, and you're getting in here right at the start. If you get yourself one of these best of both mattresses, you're going to experience the unparalleled combination of the benefits of both of those systems. Is it available at the moment?
Yes. So what we're doing is we're launching it within the next day or two, actually, exclusively online. So what we're saying is it's one feel, one support system, and it's going to be available online. So the future of sleep is actually being able to buy a bed online. So, I mean, that's the fastest growing sales category. sales channel for beds right now.
Which it might seem counterintuitive to people who think, well, you got to feel it, you got to lie in it, you got to. But then ultimately, I just want to know, are the hotels putting in that bed? Because if they are, that's the only thing I really care about. If it's good enough for them, it's good enough for me.
Well, yes, some of them will, but they are quite expensive at this stage. However, having said that, we've also got access to the Miracle Spring system, which I believe we're the only people that have that right now as well.
Huh.
So you can. What happens is, I believe when you're buying a bed, it should be your comfort is should be understood. So you should understand your form, your feel. You feel it's felt on impact, but you should actually understand your support. So when you look at the comparison of all the spring systems out there, it helps you make a decision as to your support, because you can't feel a support when you go into the store. You can't feel support is experienced over time.
Okay.
So when people look at that support system, then
that should be the key thing that you're considering, that you're looking out for when you're doing any kind of online, you know, exploration of what your options are, right?
Exactly.
So now I know. Now I'm looking online. What portals should I be looking at? Certa.co.za.
Yes, lilacs.com, and they will then guide you to three exclusive retailers that we have, best of both on at this stage. So what we're doing is a store called zennandzs.com, ZennandZZZS.
That's a lot of Zs.
Yes, and I think we're quite excited about that partnership that we've tied up with them. And then we've got dreamrepublic.co.za, Blue Rock, dreamrepublic.co.za. We've got bedstudio.co.za, and then there's Blue Rock Premium Mattress Outlets, which it's bluerockoutlets.co.za.
Some really, really top-end retailers on the sleep scene, but you'll be able to find links to all of that through Certa.co.za and lilacs.com.
But I think what you'll find very interesting is with these partners that we've taken on, it's so easy for you to actually choose your bed. There's no paradox of choice. It's just merely understanding. There's not a million different questions where you're going to doubt whether I asked the right question or I answered the right thing. It's just basically select your support by understanding it, and then choose your comfort. And to which we believe, either way, whatever comfort you choose, we believe your body will adapt to it.
Well, you're getting the picture now, and you've got a solid option. Look for it online. The best of both mattress technology that is absolutely going to change your life when it comes to how you go to bed and how you wake up in the morning. Certa.co.za or lilacs.com. Those online portals will point you towards your local retail options, and make sure that you're considering not just the feel, but the actual support behind anything that you're looking at online. And giving you that education in the month of March and World Sleep Month, my special guest, Prasanth Sivanarayan, the CEO and Executive Director at Lilacs and Certa South Africa, the trusted names in sleep. Prasanth, thanks for spreading the gospel of good night's sleep and giving us the information to make the right choice. Because, you don't buy a bed every day. So when you do buy one, make sure you're getting one that's going to serve you and your health and your wellness. And make sure that it's going to, for the next 10 years, well, maybe sooner, you'll be looking for an upgrade. But if you back the right horse, well, who's to say that you might not need to look anywhere else for a good few nights' sleeps after that? Hey,
thanks, Mike.
Back to the music right now on Radio Life and Style.